This is the first episode of, what do we even call this? I was going to call it Date Night News, and then I wanted to call it Let's Get Weird, so we can just talk about anything. But I think Date Night News is good. I think Date Night News, where you can get the best alternative news in the world, is the thing that I'm going to go with. I'm Coach Colin, coolest high-performance coach in the world, and this is Mrs. Coach Colin.
Hi.
There you go. And we're doing some alternative news. I'm going to do deep dives because my wife here is incredible when it comes to research. And by incredible, I mean she can take notes and I cannot. I cannot sit and read and take notes. It's just not in my wheelhouse. So we're going to do deep dives. We're going to talk about world events. But I wanted a day off. You know, I've been taking in a lot of information, a lot of gruesome imagery. From France and Israel and all sorts of stuff. I just wanted to take the day off and just, you know, relax and talk about MK Ultra.
Yeah.
That's what I do on my days off,
guys. Relaxing topic of MK Ultra.
Yeah, I like to just sit and talk about some MK Ultra. So we're going to be exploring what MK Ultra is, but we're going to explore it and get deeper into it because a lot of people have called it a conspiracy, and it's so not. Mm-hmm. Just by going through the amount of videos that there are, the amount of notes that she's taken, everything that we found out, it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's weird when people call it a conspiracy because it's just history.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like also suppressed history.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it was a full-blown conspiracy right around the time it ended. And while it was going on,
yes.
It was just like, come on, guys, that's ridiculous.
And then all of a sudden they released the classified documents and everybody's like, oh.
When did they do that?
You know? Usually they do it 50 years after something.
So 1950s is when it was happening, right?
Yeah, so I imagine it was recent.
So then it released in the 2000s, eh?
Yeah, but typically when things like that are released, they do it quietly. Like, it's not like they announce what's in all of these files that they release.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think one of the most recent releases was like 750,000 pages.
Wow.
So it's really? Like, then somebody has to go through it all and find things that matter.
The biggest release of MK Ultra data was 750?
No, that was just the CIA's last declassification release.
Oh, really? I gotta hire somebody to do that. That would be a thing.
To like go through all those documents? Yeah. People do, and I think they use like AI algorithms to search for stuff too.
Oh, I have a friend that can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't mention his name if he's going to do that for me, but I definitely have a friend that can do that. All right, but let's get into it. MK Ultra, what's going on with MK Ultra? And then I'm actually going to give my take on how I may have MK Ultra'd myself, and not in the Illuminati way, in like a Tony Robbins way. Very weird.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, very odd. Like, I had no idea because I never knew that it was connected to drugs.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I always thought it was just connected to, like, I don't know, showing people wild imagery, torture. Like, I never connected it to LSD.
Yeah, more like the Clockwork Orange stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, well, I didn't know at all what MKUltra was before we talked about it the first time, and I started looking into it more. So, my base knowledge was about zero. Yeah. But when I was looking into it, I found out a bunch of stuff. So very like base knowledge of MKUltra is it's a CIA program with experiments to develop and identify drugs like LSD to weaken individuals and force confessions and interrogations.
Wow.
So basically they were looking for like mind control as well as a truth serum.
And even that is kind of misleading to what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we just want to force confessions. You guys know, like, you know, anybody we catch from the enemies of the time, which probably Russia, North Korea, probably China or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we just want confessions out of those bad people. But in reality, it was different. It was mind control.
Yeah. Like, their end goal wasn't the worst. Like, they just wanted truth and safety for the United States. But sometimes when people do stuff like that, it just turns very bad, and then when bad people get involved, people who are not moral, it just turns south so fast.
Well, you know, like even to what you just said, the truth and safety, it seems like a lot of terrible things that have happened to the US, Canada, and abroad, have been in the name of truth and safety.
It's true.
Usually that's what it's about. It's about, you know, and it's almost like a, it's almost like an excuse nowadays to get, yeah, to kind of just kind of, you know, move aside, you know, truth and safety, get out of the way, mm-hmm, get out of the way. Truth, yeah, and safety, liberty, get out of the way.
And to justify like horrible actions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
But they were also doing a lot of like brainwashing and psychological torture. So just not good. They weren't treating people very well. And we'll get into it, but they were like testing on all sorts of people, which is not good. But they had several methods to manipulate mental states, including drugs, like I said, electroshocks, hypnosis, and sensory deprivation, and verbal and sexual abuse, and just full-out torture.
Wow.
So it was crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just the verbals in the torture part. And it just says torture, so it doesn't even go into, like, what they did.
No, it doesn't go into techniques.
You know? But it could be anything from waterboarding to, like, you know, pulling out somebody's nails.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that, right?
Like, whenever somebody says torture, I picture, like, pulling out fingernails.
Yeah, yeah. So, wild. Wild what they're willing to do. You know what? I don't know if I should bring it up now. I have a video clip of someone, the daughter of a survivor.
Mm.
But I guess we can go, like, what else do you got? Let's go into some more.
Okay, well, something I found kind of crazy was that activities for MKUltra research were carried out at over 80 institutions, and it was disguised as research. So at places like universities and hospitals and prisons and pharmaceutical companies, they were doing research for MKUltra under the guise of all of these very well-known institutions.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder, because, like, a lot of the times, like, I'm always, like, so happy when I hear that they're doing, like, research with, like, psilocybin.
True.
Or anything.
And yeah, it's, well, like, that's what they were doing then.
What poor guy is, like, in a room right now just, like, getting dosed, and they're, like, they're seeing what they can do. And
yeah.
They're, like, you know, like.
And it's usually people who are disadvantaged to begin with. Like, a lot of the psilocybin research is done on people with PTSD because it's supposed to help them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, like, if it was, like, MK Ultra style, and you picture, okay, people with PTSD, like, a lot of them are veterans, soldiers already.
Yeah, the most, like, broken ones.
Yeah. So maybe they're thinking, like, oh, this person already has a broken mental state and they have all this training.
Give them
so what
so
can
much.
We do?
Yeah, it's give them 10 grams worth. Let's see what happens. Like, because, like, a hero dose is, like, 5 grams, so they're just, like, give them triple. So let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's just talk to them. Let's see how strong he gets if we scare him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Like, all sorts of weird stuff.
And then you know all their triggers to scare them, too.
Exactly. And then at the end, they release to the public. They're like, helps with depression, guys. we're doing well.
Oh, my gosh.
Not to downplay psilocybin, though. I love psilocybin, obviously. but, yeah. What else? Oh, you know what? Real quick, I just want to go into a video that I saw. So, Coach Colin here, just wanted to give you guys a quick update. The clip that I was about to play, I can't play that clip. I just found out as of right now. This is like a time warp. I'm trying to upload the episode. It's not letting me because of the copyright of the clip that I chose to play. So I'm just going to tell you the information and insert this clip in instead. So apparently what happened was that the CIA bought all of the acid that was on the streets at the time. They just bought all of it. They got clearance from whoever, and they bought everything that was available. That way, none of it was available to anybody, and they could run their tests as they needed to. Wild. Back to the video. So that is how, like, I didn't realize this when you were doing your research, and I, like, they purchased all of it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The U.S. government purchased all of it.
So they were just trying to get it off the streets, and they just...
Well, as soon as they figured out, like, you know, like, we might have liquid gold here, or we might have something that can, you know, either propel a population into some kind of rebellion, or can, like, make them, like, you know, terrible and, like, break down a whole country. It's like, we need all of this. We need to understand all of this before you guys do anything with it.
That's crazy.
And they bought all of it. And, you know, it's like, it's funny because anytime you talk to old psychedelic people, right, because I've talked to a few, I have, like, a lot of experience with psychedelics, they always say, like, anything that you're getting is, like, not the real thing. Like, they talk about a time where it was, like, the real thing. Mm-hmm. And then they were, like, and then it was gone. Like, I think her name is Susan Sarandon. Some famous woman. She's like, yeah, she, like, did LSD with, like, Timothy Leary. Like, and Timothy Leary is, like, a huge, huge icon towards psychedelics. Big scientist. And she's like, that stuff doesn't exist anymore. Because as soon as they bought it all, apparently, because I didn't know, but they bought it all, and then it was just off the streets completely. And then whoever was making it wasn't making it from the actual stuff.
Interesting.
They were just, like, you know, following formulas and making it the best they could.
But, like, mimicking, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is sad, because I've done it before, and I'm like, ugh. I thought I was doing the thing, but I guess not.
Huh. But that video was interesting, too, because it said at the end that he was watching through a two-way mirror and hookers were bringing in Johns and they were getting dosed.
Yeah.
And I had some research about that, too. They were doing that a lot in San Francisco. So they would set up, like, brothels, like fake brothels that were run by the CIA. Wow. So that when the guys would come in, they would do the same thing and just watch them and see how they respond, because they knew they could dose these guys because they're coming to a brothel. They're not going to talk about their bad experience.
Especially back then.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't be seen as some degenerate that went to a brothel. You have your wife, your kids.
And in those days, everybody wore button-down shirts and they were all proper and everything.
Take off your hat at the brothel.
Yeah, exactly.
Good day to you, madam.
Yeah. To the madam.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah. But they also had people like heroin addicts, and they were bribed into being subjects for MKUltra for, like, testing for LSD.
Wow.
And they would offer them more heroin in payment.
Jeez.
So not only did the U.S. government have stores of LSD, but they had stores of heroin to give out as payment.
Wow. Jeez. That's amazing.
Yeah, right? What That's else amazing. Do they have?
You got to honestly, like, you know, bad actions, but USA, it's like one of the, like, they went, like, when they made this place, the USA, they went all out. They were like, we're going to have money. We're going to do this. We're going to figure out mind control. And you got to think, like, they were fighting to, like, be a superpower.
Yeah.
You right? So it was like, we're going to do anything. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, what does he want as payment? Like, we'll give him whatever. We'll give him a person. Does he want a person?
Oh, my God.
No, he doesn't want a person. Okay, give him this then.
Yeah.
Like, they just, they needed to be on top. And they, like, they couldn't, I guess, again, back then, like, the enemy was Russia. Yeah. I guess today as well. You know, like, they couldn't afford for Russia to, like, figure this out first.
Yeah.
They just couldn't afford it. Like, everybody says everything was like a race. It was like first person space, like everything. Like, they had to be on top of everything.
Yeah. But that's when, like, so it was full, like, Cold War going on. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff about, like, sleeper agents and, like, double agents and things like that. Like, Russians who were disguised as Americans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In America?
Yes. So they were pretending to be Americans, but they were actually Russian spies.
Wow.
So I think a lot of why MKUltra even was developed was to, like, catch people like that and find out, like, what was going on.
That's true. You give somebody who's, like, disguising themselves as American, you give them, like, a dose of LSD.
And the Russian accent comes out.
Oh, all of that stuff's gonna come out. Especially if you're scaring them, too.
Yeah. It's Steve, it's Yuri.
Yeah. Everything comes out. Everything. You know, they always say, they always say, like, in throes of passion, like, your natural tongue will come out.
Hmm.
You know, like, if you're having sex or whatever, like, your natural, like, how you actually speak, or, like, your actual accent, your actual language will come out.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're, like, with a girl who's from Mexico and she's like, hi, my name's Gloria, and, like, English is her second language, she'll just be...
Drop it.
Yeah. She'll just be, like,
Spanish. Go back to your, like, default settings.
Yeah. Because it's, like, everything's, like... turned off, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know? That's why she speaks Russian. When we're together. that must be it. No,
I don't
know.
The only word I know is, like, I don't even know, actually. Duh.
Duh. I know some words. I grew up around Russians. So I know some words, but they're all swear words. I don't know if this algorithm will pick up on, like, Russian swear words, so I'm not gonna say anything. I keep getting, like, limited my ad revenue. They keep taking it away from me because of my videos. Well, you know, just a side note, I used the name James O'Keefe, and they were like, No.
Really?
I took it away. I retitled something, just Fun Times, and they're like, good.
Oh my gosh.
And then I put it back, and now it's been good. Weird.
That is weird.
Weird.
Fun Times.
Yeah. But go ahead, sorry.
So the guy who ended up starting all of MKUltra, his name is Sidney Gottlieb. Mm-hmm. He was a crazy dude.
Of course.
So his background, so he worked in the Department of Agriculture, and he was studying soil. And then from there, he went to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, mm-hmm. to develop tests to measure the presence of drugs in the body. So he was developing like drug tests.
Okay.
And then after that, he went to the National Research Council to work with hallucinogens. And then went to the University of Maryland to study metabolisms of fungi. So if we think about like this guy's background, it's heavily, he's into mushrooms, first of all.
Yeah, definitely.
Hallucinogenics.
Yeah.
Drug testing in the body. Like these are all his different jobs. So it's so crazy like that he ended up
doing there. This.
And then anytime somebody says anything about like, oh, he's like studying like soil and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when he's the kind of guy that I think he is. Like it always seems dark. For yeah. some reason, that they're trying to, like, manipulate agriculture.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Trying to become gods of sorts.
Yes.
Trying to figure out how all this stuff works. Because anytime you see somebody working on something like that, it's like they're trying to figure out how to neutralize it for the other side. Like, they're not figuring out how to, like, to make soil better or whatever. You
yeah,
know?
No.
They're figuring out, like, what how can we simulate, like, rainfall to, like, salt the earth in yeah. China, you know, like how can yeah. we figure out how to do that?
For sure. It's always something crazy,
right?
But he joined the CIA in 1951, and then only 2 years later is when he started MKUltra, because he was buds with the deputy director of the CIA, so he knew him personally and just basically got a free pass on everything
and just got to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah. It was just green-lighted all the time. Wow. And also the deputy director shared his belief that there was a way to influence and control the mind that could lead to human mastery, is what it said.
Ah. See, that's where my thing comes in when I talk about, like, doing it to myself. Because I had this long stint of doing acid. I say a long stint. It was like a couple years, and there was one period where I did it for, like, 30 days straight, maybe 40.
Yeah.
And I did it all the time. And I would always, on the way to work, I worked at this telecommunications company. And on the way to work, I would do it and I would listen to Steve Jobs the whole way. And it was always Steve Jobs talking about the world and making it a better place and leaving your mark. And like just at a time where he was like, he got fired from Apple. So at that time, he was doing LSD himself. He was the most spiritual. He was the most grounded version of himself that you could possibly see. And I just kept listening to that and like different motivational speakers like every day. And then I would go to work and like learn telecommunications. It was a weird thing that I would do. I didn't do it on purpose, but then it became like on purpose. Like I did it by accident and then I just kind of kept doing it. And I would meditate every single day. I would go to a creek and I'd meditate for 30 minutes while I was on it. Like, it was like, I'd do this very weird little ritual of doing that. But by the time I was done, and then my dad actually got really sick at the end of it. So by the time I was done, I was like, I was different. I was much
That's
different.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even like people who knew me, they were like, you changed.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like repeated messaging while on LSD.
Yeah, repeated messaging of like leave your mark and like do something good. And do good things and like the things that you want are possible, you know?
Yeah.
Which is the same thing I preach to like my coaching clients now. Like everything's possible for you. Same thing I'll say to you. Like everything's every single thing you want is possible. That's not the acid talk. I've been sober for quite some time now. but yeah, go ahead. I just feel like I did it to myself.
That's kind of cool.
I was just
you MK altered yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you bettered yourself.
I completely changed after that.
Wow,
it was weird, really weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So this crazy Sidney Gottlieb guy. We'll go back to him. So he would try LSD by himself, and then on like other agents who were willing.
Sorry to interrupt. How do you
spell his name?
Yeah, Sidney.
Sidney.
Yeah.
And then Gottlieb is Gottlieb.
L I EB?
EB, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Go ahead.
So he was hunting for a truth serum. And he actually went to do a speech at Princeton University. And he was speaking about the project that he was working on. But obviously everything was classified. So he said it was a Soviet project. And he spun it like, oh, isn't this so bad? And the Soviets are horrible. And they're doing X, Y, Z. And they're dosing people with LSD. Like, I don't know if he was like trying to gauge their reactions.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Or like what was going on. Because he was like, nope, like it's Soviets, guys. It's all good.
He's like, this is what the Soviets are doing. All right. They're doing this mind control thing.
Yeah. And everybody's like,
terrible.
Boo.
Terrible. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Terrible. Mm. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. So he was at first dosing people who were willing. And then he just started dosing everybody in the CIA. Like he would just randomly pick a mark and dose them to see how they would react. And apparently these people would like, they weren't small doses. So they would go like crazy and have hallucinations all day. I don't know how long it stays in your body.
It's 16 hours.
Wow.
It's a 16-hour trip. That's why I said I would do a whole commute to work. It was like a 2.5-hour commute.
Yeah.
And I would be like peaking by the time I got off the buses and trains.
Oh my gosh.
And then I would sit at this river when I was like just gone. I would just sit at this river and listen to Steve Jobs and just like meditate.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, and then I'd get into work and it'd be like,
that's everything crazy.
Was like a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Matrix was like revealing itself.
Wow.
And then I would talk to this Jamaican lady, Maxine. She'd be like, sit down, boy. That was really scary.
That's crazy.
Hard experience.
He ended up giving LSD to an army bacteriologist at a retreat that they were all on, some kind of military retreat, which ended up leading to this guy's death because he had taken LSD. And then I think he's the one who like jumped out of a building or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And this guy had also asked previously, he wanted to resign his position because he didn't agree with the morality of MKUltra and the program and what they were doing to people.
Wow.
So it's like, of course, now Sidney Gottlieb is choosing this guy as a mark and then he ends up dead.
Wow. So, yeah, maybe he didn't jump kind of thing.
Well, yeah, or maybe he was
just
encouraged.
That gone. Yeah, encouraged.
Like that's what they were looking for, yeah, is suggestibility.
That's a good way to put it. Encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
This article calls him a poisoner in chief.
Yeah, that's a book.
Oh, that's a book.
Yeah, I forgot who wrote the book. I have it in here.
Wow.
Yeah, but somebody wrote a book about Sidney Gottlieb and how he was.
Wow.
Stephen Kinzer is the author.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
The whole book title is called Poisoner in Chief, Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA Search for Mind Control.
Wow. So, like, you know what I'm realizing as you're telling me all this? Like, all of those stories, and maybe you don't know because you've never been exposed to, like, the drug world or whatever, but for years, especially 80s, 90s, it was like, if you take stuff like that, you're going to jump out of a window.
Yeah. I even heard that, like, I don't know when. Like, it sounds weird to say when I was a kid, but whenever you hear about LSD, like,
yeah.
I picture people thinking they can fly
in
buildings.
Yeah. So, like, all of these terrible things that we think about that particular substance comes from, like, and I, you know, maybe not, but it seems like it comes from this time.
Yeah.
Of him dosing people just out of control.
Yep.
Wow. So what else you got on him, or just in general?
Yeah, well, I can tell you a little bit about like that author and that book too.
Oh, really? Go
ahead. Yeah. So he the author went into it and described MKUltra as a whole as a continuation of World War II era Japanese and German experimentation.
Wow.
So he believes that there is a continued Nazi agenda and that the CIA actually recruited former Nazi torturers and experimental surgeons to continue their experiments.
Jeez.
And he says the CIA brought Nazis to Fort Detrick in Maryland to instruct CIA officers on the use of sarin gas.
I forgot. We got to say World War II bad guys. That's what we
should
say.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
The bad guys.
It's okay. It's YouTube. I got to start doing more stuff on Rumble. It's ridiculous, but whatever. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's thinking that there's a continued agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? A lot of people say that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's proven that there were some of these World War II bad guys in NASA. Like, I'm pretty sure it's proven. If not the head.
I don't know.
I think it was Warren Von something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't say as far as a continuation, but definitely, you know, every single, I think except for like China, they all took in as mm-hmm. many of those guys as they could because they were smart.
Yes.
They were smart. They understood things. They could continue their research. They could teach their scientists like mm-hmm. that elk and that way of doing things, the way of looking at things. So,
yeah. And you know what's crazy? While I was doing research for something else, we've spoken about Henry Kissinger before.
Yes, yes. You told me about him.
Yeah, good old all-American. Some people call him a guilty of war crimes. Some people say he's a war hero, but...
A patriot.
Yes. No. Anyways, no. So while I was looking into him a little bit, his name is Heinz, actually.
Henry Kissinger?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's German.
Wow.
So he changed his name from Heinz to Henry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that he's a World War II bad guy, but he is German and changed his name and then was Secretary of State and committed war crimes. So.
Whoa. Hmm.
Surprise.
And now he's like high up there. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I almost want to say, I guess he's around the same age as Klaus, but.
Yeah.
Because Klaus is like 80 something.
84.
84.
I don't know how old Kissinger is.
I think Kissinger's around that same age, if not maybe 90.
Yeah, they knew each other.
Yeah, so like. And now they're all at the WEF, right? So
yeah.
Makes sense. Yes, yeah, the head of NASA. Yeah, Wernher von Braun.
Yeah.
He was legit. He was that. So, like, they were taking him. Every country was taking him.
Yeah.
Every country that could, would. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. It's like right now something happened with China, you know, and there's all these guys working on AI, working on this, working on that.
Every country would be like, amazing too.
Yeah, they'd be like, get over here.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you're fine. You're just going to work here.
You just committed a little bit of a war crime.
Yeah. Well, they'd be like, they would be like, you're a scientist. You're separated from that.
Yeah. You're just doing what you're told.
That's how they do it. They just, like, if you're a scientist, it's like, you're not actually the guys who are running around committing the atrocities. Like, you're doing the science. So it's like, we can bring a scientist on as a refugee. And a scientist is obviously going to be like, I didn't want to do any of this.
Yeah.
And honestly, when it comes to scientists, it's kind of true. They just kind of, like, it seems like scientists just want to go where the money is. It's like, I want to work on this thing. Who's going to let me?
Yeah.
It seems like they'll go anywhere in the world as long as somebody will let them work on their life's work.
Yeah.
And just pay for everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just go where the grant money is.
Yeah. Like, a scientist would live here if we had the money. He'd just be like, okay.
Like, you mean in our house?
Yeah. He would just be like,
set up a bed. Canada has scientists.
Set up a bed. He'd be like, yeah. Whatever. You guys paying everything? All right.
That's so funny. True, though.
What else you got? What else you got?
Oh, well, there's, like, the whole Canadian aspect of this, too. Because it wasn't just in the States.
Yeah.
The CIA funded, like, over $500,000 a year into this program. And it was based in Montreal.
Jeez.
So they experimented with paralytic drugs as well as electroconvulsive therapy at, like, 35 to 40 times the normal power. So back then, like, we all know the mental health care wasn't what it is today, and it was very misunderstood.
Yeah, of course.
And people just thought they could, like, shock your brain into being normal again.
Of course, yeah.
So they were doing that for sure, but then on these people, they just cranked it up for some reason.
Wow.
And the experiments were often on patients who came in for kind of considered minor things like anxiety disorders and postpartum depression. So they would take these people who would come in for these kind of minor things that mm-hmm. they just need some help with mm-hmm. and they would put them in comas exactly like they said in the video.
Yeah.
And then either play these tapes or I don't know what else they would do to them. Wow. But they'd wake up like completely different people.
Wow. Like, and just past the CIA, because I am a high performance coach and I do like focus on habit formation. So much of our lives, you at home, is dictated by what we see and do over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, if you have parents who are telling you negative things over and over again, it sets in.
Yeah.
Because even as you're telling me this, it's like my whole life, like I wasn't in a coma, but I was very depressed and I would listen to Dave Chappelle every single day. And I'm a funny guy.
That's true.
I'm really funny. I'm really good at stand up. Like I can just get on stage and just do stand up. And it's like how much of that is like me and how much of it is like me listening to that and my mom watching stand up every single day. And
yeah,
how, like, it's so weird. And it's like I do this and it's like I got a picture of Joe Rogan behind me. And it's like I listen to podcasts every day. Like how much of it is like me wanting to do things,
mm-hmm.
and how much of it is what you see and hear every single day. It's very weird. Very, very weird.
Yeah. You got to be careful about who you keep around you. Friends, too, not just parents.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
If everybody's always negative, how do you think you're going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
So all this horrible stuff happened in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were even waking up from these comas thinking that their interrogators were their parents.
Wow.
That so broken. Like they said in the video, I guess they were putting people into an infantile state.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, probably the first thing you see, you assume is
like,
your parent.
Like a baby bird.
Like a thing. Yeah. Or even like a baby human being born.
Yeah.
And they're like put on the mom's chest and they bond.
Yeah. Whew. Man, imagine thinking it's that okay. That's okay to do that to a person. To like take that kind of liberty with them.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then he went on to become the first chairman of the World Psychiatric Association.
Oh, that's good.
So he was like lauded for his good efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Crazy. And then when he died, his family went through and burnt all of his documents that he had so nobody could get a hand on anything.
For sure.
Probably because they, I don't know, wanted to either protect his memory or they were embarrassed and just wanted it to be done.
Yeah, for sure. It's like there's two ways of thinking about it. It's like, maybe they were embarrassed, right? And they were just like, or maybe he had something, or three ways. Maybe he had just wild things he wrote. He's like, I'm going to take over the world. This is how we're going to take over the world and this and that. Maybe he had something like that. Or maybe they were just like, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Like whatever he's doing, like from what we're reading, we need to get rid of this. And hopefully this will put an end to whatever they're doing.
Yeah, right.
Like maybe they were like, this is wrong. This is very wrong.
I hope so.
Jeez, so crazy.
Can you imagine like being a kid and even like as an adult reading that about your parent?
Yeah.
And all the things that they did, and they probably had no idea.
Yeah, for sure not.
You don't share that stuff with your kids, especially since it's like a CIA funded program. It would be totally classified.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But then the Canadian government ended up settling with all of these victims, and they only paid out $100K each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only 100K each.
Yeah, to 127 victims.
And there's so many more.
So that's like what, 10 point or 12 million or something?
Even like, I'm gonna find this Joe Rogan clip because he kind of talks about it from a different angle. But yeah, just nuts. Let me just play this clip.
I'm O'Neill. He's actually Greg Fitzsimmons's next door neighbor. Whoa. For like 20 fucking years. It's a crazy story. Fitzsimmons is the one who told me about the guy. He said, hey, I got this neighbor. He's been working on this Charles Manson book for 20 fucking years. It's been his obsession. It's ruined his life. He had to give money back to publishers because he didn't finish the book because he developed so much material. Because he got into it from the perspective of, like, it was an anniversary thing, the anniversary of the murders, and he was writing this book. It's called Chaos. I can't recommend it enough. It's a fucking fantastic book. And so as he's writing the book, he realizes, like, oh, my God, the whole story, it was originally an article, and then he turned it into a book. But he's like, the whole story of Manson's wrong. So what's really about is the CIA giving LSD to hippies. And he was one of the guys they experimented with. It was all part of the MKUltra experiments.
I didn't know that.
100% there was some fuckery involved in Manson because he kept getting out of jail easy. And the sheriffs would all say the same thing. This is above my pay grade. They had to let him out. So he was involved in murders. He was involved in robbery, all kinds of crazy shit. They let him out of jail.
And they were just giving him acid?
They taught him how to use acid to manipulate people and convince them to commit murders.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. The CIA trained Charles Manson, I think, allegedly, maybe not. Maybe somebody who was a rogue agent in the CIA. This is not official government policy. They would never allow this.
They're going to get you.
Somebody did it.
Yeah, you got to watch out, man.
They're
going
to try. It's out. Fuck.
I love that. They're going to get you. They can try. That's why he stays heavily armed. There's a lot of...
In Texas.
There's a lot of Navy SEALs inside his studio. Like, apparently like a huge gym. And then there's just bodyguards and a lot of guys who just go there to work out. And they're, like, all ready
to go. That's very
smart. Yeah, yeah. He stays on the good side of those people. But, yeah, just so I just wanted to play that because it's like, you know, even Manson a little bit. And with Manson, it like makes so much sense. If you ever seen like an interview with him, he's like gone.
His brain totally is crazy.
And it's crazy, but also at the same time, like some things he says are like intelligent. It's very, very weird. Very, very weird. Just watching him operate.
Yeah, but so. If you think about like the Manson story too and how he convinced all these seemingly normal people to commit murders with him, like how would you do that?
Yeah.
Without something like LSD and suggestion.
Very true. Very, very true.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Wild. Wild. Is that all your notes?
That is all my notes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to play that last clip because it's just, there's many ways to think of that whole situation. And even when you think back or, I know most of us weren't alive, but if you know anything about the 50s and 60s, 70s, how much of that was influenced by this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be a lot of it that was influenced by all this. So I was also thinking while you were talking, I was thinking maybe we could call this my day off.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know.
I like it.
I'm trying to think of what you guys tell us in the comments. What do you think about this whole MK Ultra thing? And what do you think that this show should be called? We got date night news because, you know, this is what we do on our date nights. We have conversations like this. And then we have Let's Get Weird. And then we have My Day Off. You guys let me know. Out of those three, what do you think is good? But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep it a little short, but I wanted to make it a little much longer than what my usual videos are. And just so, you know, do a little deeper, little variation. I'm trying to bring you guys as much value as I possibly can. And this is one of the ways. So there's going to be this show. I'm trying to find other shows that I can do with different people, different opinions. Hopefully I can have somebody who's almost like anybody who brings me a story. I want to sit down with you, interview you, talk about it kind of the same way we did this. I'm just trying to figure it all out for you guys and just make that subscribe really worth something to you. So I guess that's it.
That is it.
All right, guys, this has been great. Hit that subscribe button if you found any value to this, and I am out. Oh, yeah, you got to stop this.